Welcome to the Disclosure Hub. You'll never find any place like this, I can guarantee you that. I put years of work into this. Our specialty is to find the information that no one else could find because it's been almost removed. We find the remnants of this information and piece it back together. We take all theories and either confirm or deny those theories. We have an open mind and we operate on a mechanism of percentages. It's never true or false. It's always a percentage because the truth always lies within the center of false and fact. We are the Disclosure Hub. You are the Disclosure Hub. Join us. Help us dig. Many have various thoughts about this mask that I put on and my persona, Golden Knowledge. The mask is to save me from myself, as I don't want the fame and I don't want my ego to grow, as I've been trying to shrink it as much as I can. The more humble you are and the more service you are to the world, the more you'll gain on so many more levels that unless you've tried it, you just won't comprehend. Live for others instead of living for yourself. Personally, I find it mind-blowing that we've been so successful that we've even been featured on Joe Rogan indirectly, without him even knowing it. What we do is provide information and clips that fit the psychological, social agendas of the current situation that we're in. We ride the psychological waves that the psychological perpetuators continue to throw at us, but we reverse it and turn the tides on them. I personally dig as deep as I can, and I spend hours and hours and hours every single day trying to find this information to provide to you. And everybody like yourself goes and takes your time and your effort and shares my videos. And when those videos go all around the world, they wake people up and expand perception, one individual at a time. Exponentially, we will all be on the same page and we will liberate ourselves from the tyranny. I may have a small amount of subscribers, 100,000 on Telegram, 30,000 on Rumble, but I've seen my own content randomly on my own social media with millions of views, and that's all because of people like yourself. You can take my content as it's all free, none of it's mine, it's yours, and you can make your own platform, and if it stays up and you don't get banned, then you can be popular, you can even monetize and have them for yourself. We do everything for free. The only thing we get is if you buy a product from Green Mountain Greenery, all of their internet sales go to us. For all of our infrastructure of websites, programs, and other tools that we utilize every single day to get you the information before anybody else that most people may not even get to you.
No license plate. We've shown you stuff like this over and over. Check it out.
No police will pull me over. Here's an example right here.
I was going to go right, but I saw this cop, so we're going to go left. I'm going to follow him for a bit and see how he likes being followed.
So you need to understand, you're actually in the private when you're in your vehicle. And when you give them jurisdiction over you, that's the only reason why they have authority over you.
All right, here we go.
Once they know you're in the private, most officers who know will not engage.
Oh yeah, he's looking.
Because if they engage, they could be sued. A lawsuit is actually a complaint. And that's how the Constitution works. That's the real remedy of the Constitution. This is real. You can do this too. Just to prove to yourself that it's real.
Alright, I'm gonna go in front of them now.
You need to go to secretcivics.com, and I try to tell you the best way I can how this works for free.
There he is. Oh, I think I see some aggression in.
I'm just trying to wake everybody up to this. If we all take our power back, we can actually make a difference in the world, because with this power, you can actually change what's going on.
Yeah? No. Come on! Come on!
Go to secretcivics.com while you still can.
How are you doing?
Good.
Do you know this lady back here in the accident, or?
I don't answer questions.
Okay. Well, have a nice day, sir.
All right, thank you.
secretcivics.com. Learn free.
We cover all topics: legal, taxes, driving, human trafficking, everything. Every single conspiracy theory you could think of, we tackle. Older videos were less smooth. Now I take the time making sure the volume's correct, mastering audio, and adding music when it applies. All of my effort goes to giving people a positive experience to wake up and expand your mind. We also have Green Mountain Greenery health information that will definitely expand you and change your life. Our legal private club contains many different entities, in which I'll tell you after this video. Ignore the topic of this video, because like I said, we have many topics. This is an interesting video, and Joe Rogan found it because we shared it and then you shared it. It got to Joe Rogan and sparked this conversation that him and Tucker Carlson had that now has 14 million views, all because of you. We work together in a bubble of love, an attempt to wake up the ones who do not yet see the horrors we face, because when we're all together, the work will be so much less and the love will be so much more. Check out this clip.
you know, my dad worked in the government. Like, I was as well informed as anybody could be about what was going on in the government. I've always been interested in what's happening in other countries. I was aware of Osama bin Laden. I knew about the Taliban. I knew, you know, more than most people. There's not one person who was saying, not one person in Washington, D.C. was saying, you know, at some point soon, they may fly airplanes into the World Trade Centers and blame Osama bin Laden. Like, that just wasn't a thing. So if you said that multiple times on camera, there's a reason. Like, and everyone, I've said this to 50 people, what I just said to you, and they all look at me like, yeah, that's stupid. Tell me how it's stupid. Like, tell me how he did that. Like, yeah. That's impossible, actually.
He didn't just do it with that either.
No, I'm aware.
He's done it with a lot of things. And that's one of the more interesting things about him is that, like, he talks about stuff. Like, he talked about, like, I'm going to send this to Jamie because this is one of the really crazy ones that he called. And this is like 2017. All right. I sent it to you, Jamie. So this is some guy's Instagram clip that I found that took a clip from the podcast, and he's doing commentary over. Put these things on real quick. Here we go.
22 years on podcasts, InfoWars, Alex Jones, and Joe Rogan discuss what's currently happening right now. Google, CERN, technology, vampire, aliens. In a nutshell, Alex was pretty on point with this message. Let me know what your thoughts are. Is he crazy or is he on to something?
It's really big. So, okay. Pour another shot of that. Maybe let's get this out properly. All right, let me give you my best, please. Deep research approximation.
What do you think is going on? But am I wrong to still hold out hope that aliens are real? Because I tell you, as one of the two guilty pleasures that I still cling to, it's Bigfoot and aliens. Those are two. Bigfoot, not so much. I wish it was real, but I just don't think.
Are you ready?
Yes. Bigfoot's real?
No.
Come on, Daddy.
No. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to give you the biggest shot. Joe, there are aliens in this room right now.
For real?
Yeah, you're not of this world, bro.
Me?
You're the alien.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Well, here's what the elite believe. And let me be very clear, because the media will take this out of context. I only go with what I can prove.
Oh, thank you.
And people can't even handle that. There's armies. We're fighting a pedophile conspiracy. But beyond that, it's a vampire conspiracy in that they are interdimensionally sucking the essence of our youth.
Right.
And they believe they're possessed by an off-world entity.
They do?
Yeah. And then, Joe, I've been on air 22 years. I don't get into aliens, metaphysical, religion, any of that. I've studied the elite. And I've also communicated with a lot of the top people. And if you want to know, I will actually break down right now the best knowledge right now what's happening on the planet.
What's happening?
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe. And they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension. That's just turned over to the most horrible things is what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension. That's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up at the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago, I knew about this before it was declassified, I'm just saying I have good sources, that they wanted to build a giant artificial system, and Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity, with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us, that are organic creatures, so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0, in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it, by giving over our consciousness to the system by our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place, and to block these systems, and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes, and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
The AI?
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's...
I didn't understand about a third. That was 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
Yeah, okay. So.
No, 7 years ago, no one was thinking AI was going to take over civilization.
So you can see why the FBI decided to destroy him, which it did. The people in. I mean, it's just like what has happened to Alex Jones is proof that at least some of what he's saying is true. Because why? Who is Alex Jones a threat to? Again, I don't. The third dimension. I don't know anything about dimensions. Okay, so I can't comment on that. But two things he said are true. One is that every civilization, every religion, the Greek myths, you know, every single one, including Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, has believed that there is sort of that the spirit world and humanity are like, that there's, you know, they're hybrids.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just a fact. Genesis 6. So, you know, I don't think that's crazy at all, given that it has been the belief of civilizations that had no contact with each other.
I don't think it's crazy, and I also don't think it's crazy to consider it. I don't think we have a real map of reality.
Well, we definitely don't. And better put than I explained. That's exactly right. We don't have a real map, and it's not crazy to consider it. And it was an entirely conventional view up until fairly recently. That this spirit world, like, I hate want to don't use phrase, breeds with people, but that everyone thought that, okay?
Right? And even the term spirit world is probably a loaded term.
Yeah, of course, they're all
whatever
loaded terms.
It is.
How
right.
do you say it in a
right.
way that doesn't sound crazy? But the whole thing sounds crazy because we don't acknowledge the reality, the actual physical reality of the supernatural, and it is real. That's the first thing. The second point that's obviously true is that people, weak people, which is a synonym for bad people, come together for strength and safety. They act as one. Mm-hmm. The hive mind is specific to a certain group of people, bad people, and that good people don't tend to come together, but they're coming together now. And I just noticed this. I mean, people independently who I know or sort of know, in many cases have long despised, have come to exactly the same conclusions without talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you have this experience all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't believe you think that. How did you wind up thinking that?
Right.
And not just on a specific issue like foreign policy or COVID or whatever, but like on a whole bunch of different things. They're mm-hmm. all coming to the same conclusion, and they're coming together. And so that does suggest, you know, a big change and a battle. I mean, it is a battle between good and evil. I'm not always convinced I'm on the good side. I've been, you know, an instrument of evil many times in my life, and I'm ashamed of it.
Interesting conversation. Interesting people. We never judge anybody. We always listen with open ears, speculate internally, and if somebody asks, we'd love to provide our perspective. If anything shocking is going on, we will be there right by your side, getting you the information you need. Whether it's being on scene or digging and finding people that are on the scene, we care about you and getting you the information and the truth you need to both expand your mind and to protect you and your family. I try to post daily on Telegram, multiple videos a day, content, files, PDFs, randomly. All of the information is mind-blowing, and you never know what you're going to get. But it's all quality. When you see this Disclosure Hub D that's on my head, just know it's quality. We would never waste your time. Ever. I'm building this brand to change the world. When we're all on the same page, and we're all within our golden knowledge, then we can unite and extinguish this evil that seeks to destroy our lineage, our future, and the divine light of this planet. We have over 9,000 videos and countless content for you not to waste your time on. Netflix will rot your mind, and so will the TV and YouTube. This information will expand your mind and give you avenues in life you never even would have thought of unless you saw this content. If anything, I would suggest you start with Cat in the Occult series. Watch the entire thing as it blossoms into something so beautiful I had no idea it was even going to turn out to be that way. Watch it with an open mind, and by the end of it, your mind will be expanded to the point where you'll be having thoughts that will upgrade you in ways you never even knew were possible. This will give you more sides to perspective. Some people only have two sides or even one. This will give you 10 or more. Dig deep on Telegram, many archives listed below on thedisclosurehub.com. Look at the content map. We have boom tapes on Instagram. Short, potent, mind-blowing information. Have an open mind. If you don't like a topic, move on. Check the rest. It's a gold mine of golden knowledge. Dig deep on our Telegram, like I said, or go on our Rumble. That's a concentrated stack of videos that are decent length and very, very informative. I would never post anything on my Rumble unless it was mind-blowing. Boomtapes, Instagram, boomtapes.com. Quicker clips, 15 minutes max. Rumble, up to an hour or more. SecretCivics.com. Disclosure Ignition Group, DisclosureClub.com, FuckFEMA.com, very important to see right now, remember that. Mass arrests, it's not a joke. I have the executive orders, 100 of them, lined up with a method for you to stop this. We need your help. I have tons of information. I've killed the PCR test, killed the mask, and they're about ready to start a new pandemic with PCR tests and masks. I've already killed this. We can share these videos and it's done. These are doctor grade videos. Take some time and dig. If you see something you don't like, keep digging because I guarantee you'll find your fancy. I promise you. Knowledge is power, and we need power to liberate ourselves so that love can thrive on this planet instead of hatred and stress, anxiety. Have an open mind and dig. I'm GK with the Disclosure Hub. Check out greenmountaingreenery.com. Support us. Any internet sale goes to this infrastructure. All of our websites. I've already wasted enough of your time. Stay safe and stay open-minded. And a word of advice. If you join us on Telegram, there are so many scammers. We will never message you. We don't have the staff to message you. If you get a message from Disclosure Hub, a channel can't message you. I've got my own username. A channel can't message you. We also don't email you. Just keep in mind, they're trying to destroy the movement any way they can and destroy us.